So another an interesting comment on why special purpose devices have not proved so successful is their inflexibility. Namely, we will also discuss, hopefully later in this class, the so-called sparse multiple algorithm, which is the been developed over the last, actually the last 10 years, which uses this nifty idea that if you're doing astrophysics and you want to calculate the force on one star due to a bunch of stars, you can actually replace the bunch of stars by its center of mass and calculate the interaction between the center of mass and that star. And we know intuitively that at least if this is a long way away from here, you do not need to calculate the individual contributions of these stars. You can do the center of mass on its own. And so that's and you can actually make this a very mathematically well-defined algorithm by doing a so-called multipole expansion and truncating the multipole expansion, where the center of mass contribution is just the lowest multiple. So it turns out if you do this algorithm in a particularly nifty fashion and you use it recursively, you take the order n squared algorithm, which is the typical n-body performance, and you replace it by an order n or order n log n algorithm. And this is actually the dominant algorithm used in million particle simulations. So in a million stars, the fast multiple algorithm is about a factor of 100 to 1,000 times faster than the Graef algorithm. So even if we do get a petaflop performance, it's actually only going to perform at roughly a teraflop rate compared to the fast multiple algorithm on the problems it's going to look at. So that's a, and there is no way that the great machine can do the fast multiple, because the fast multiple is a traditional low computation rate per data point algorithm and cannot use the special purpose great device at all. So that's the other problem with special purpose devices. If some clever person comes up with a nifty new algorithm, tough luck, because you've just coded the other algorithm in there. And you probably, and in fact in this case, the reason you were able to make great work was because you exploited the simple algorithm. So it still is actually true that for Grape, we do need, Grape is a fine machine and should be built, because although the fast multiple algorithm is faster, for globular clusters and some other examples, the fast multiple doesn't work very well, because globular clusters are very heterogeneous. Stars are very close to each other, and if they're very close to each other, you don't gain too much by this nifty algorithm here. So, whereas for more traditional astrophysics, fast multiple algorithm works just perfectly. So there are a few problems for which the n-body, classical n-body, is probably still the best approach. And so they will build great for that reason.